ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरि सरोडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 84th द सेजेस टीचिंग्स एट कुरुक्षेत्र टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। श्री मुनया ऊचु यन्मायया तत्त्वं तत्त्वविदुत्तमा वयम् यन्मायया तत्त्वविदुत्तमं वयम् विमोहिता विश्वसृजामधीश्वरा विमोहिता विश्वसृजामधीश्वरा यदिश्चित्तव्यायति गुण इह या यदीशितव्यायति गुण इह या अहो विचित्रं भगवत् चेष्टितम् अहो विचित्रं भगवत् विचेष्टितम् श्रीमुनया ऊचु यन्मायया तत्त्वविदुत्तमा वयम् विमोहिता विश्वसृजामधीश्वरा यदीशितव्यायति गुण इह या अहो विचित्रं भगवत् विचेष्टितम् श्रीमुनया ऊचु यन्मायया तत्त्वविद् उत्तमा वयम् विमोहिता विश्वसृजामधीश्वरा यदीशितव्यायति गुण इह या अहो विचित्रं भगवत् विचेष्टितम्
Thank you.
Sathajit. Word by word meaning Shri Munaya Uchu, the great sages said, Yat, whose Mayaya, by the power of illusion, Tattva, of the truth, With, knows, Uttama, best. Vayam, we, vimohita, confused, Vishwa, of the universe, Srujam, of creators, Adhishvara, chief, Yad, the fact that Ishita Vyayati, the Supreme Lord, pretends to be subject to higher control. Gudha, hidden. Ihaya, by his activities. Aho, a. Vichitram, amazing. Bhagavat, of the Supreme Lord. Vicheshtitam, the activity. Translation and purport. Translation. The great sages said, your power of illusion has totally bewildered us. The most exalted knowers of the truth and leaders among the universal creators. Ah, how amazing is the behavior of the Supreme Lord. He covers himself with his human-like activities and pretends to be subject to superior control. Purport. The sages have characterized the Lord's statements as inscrutable. Duranvayam. How this is so is stated here. His words and activities bewilder even the most learned when he plays at subordinating himself to his own servants. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gavratishenamaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Chagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindho Dhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar शिवा सदी गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो इन दिस वर्स द सेजेस हु हैड असेंबल्ड देयर एट कुरुक्षेत्र आफ्टर हियरिंग फ्रॉम लॉर्ड कृष्णा they were little bit perplexed and they were expressing this in this verse because they have understanding Lord to be the supreme Master, the Supreme Lord. That understanding is there. And at the same time, after hearing from Lord Krishna, he is assuming himself to be an ordinary person, ordinary householder, who is supposed to perform all his duties. And within these five verses which Lord Krishna spoke from verse number 9 to 13, in fact within these five verses Lord Krishna has given the ultimate conclusion of Vedic truths very concisely, very eloquently. Because usually people go to places of pilgrimage to get purified of their sins or to perform some pious activity. It is considered to be very pious to go to holy places, give charity. And even to achieve the higher destinations. So here Lord Krishna is explaining that first of all, to see the such great sages is very difficult. He is putting himself in the shoes of an ordinary householder, simple person, and he is appreciating the spiritual advancement of such great sages who had come there at Kurukshetra. Since last 2-3 chapters we are reading about how everyone had assembled at Kurukshetra on account of solar eclipse, which was very important event, and it seems that this solar eclipse was very special. So many sages, kings from various places they had come, so much conversation was going on, and Shukadeva Goswami is giving the essence or what is relevant for the devotional service. How Lord is ultimately glorified through such discussions. So he is extracting the essence and giving it to us. So when Lord Krishna spoke these verses, he is appreciating such sages And he's telling that he's comparing between these sages and the holy places. The holy places has power to purify. Even he is saying that even the forms of the Lord, the images or the deity forms of the Lord, if somebody performs worship properly, then they will purify after a long period of time. One has to be very particular in deity worship. Cleanliness, punctuality has to be observed very carefully. And after that, one will get purified after a long practice. One cannot be negligent in his service. So, Lord Krishna is telling that the sight of these sages or serving such great souls at such holy places is more important than just visiting these places. And hearing from them especially about the higher truths of life. What is the ultimate goal of life? How one can perform or how one can perfect one's life? Such relevant queries one should ask to such sages or those people who are residing in the holy places. And from the right people, those who have imbibed the mood of the dham, or those who are adhering to the higher truths. Because in holy places also we'll see so many people are staying, but are they really spiritually advanced? Can they guide us about the ultimate goal of life? So, therefore one has to be very careful in approaching such people, and one should know that the real spiritual advancement will happen after inquiring from such bona fide people. So, in the last verse which Lord Krishna spoke, he is speaking yasyatma kunape, yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke, yatirtha buddhi salile na karichit. Janeshu Abhin Vishnu Saiva Gokhara. He is saying that first of all he is condemning the bodily conception of life. Because unless one rises above that bodily conception of life, one cannot make spiritual advancement. And extensions to the body. First of all, to identifying oneself with the body itself is a big illusion. We are struggling to at least get some glimpse that I'm not this material body, I'm spirit soul. Theoretically we have understanding, but when it comes to practice, it is so difficult to remain always on that platform practicing devotional service without getting affected by dualities of this material world. Or even our bodily needs, sometimes so many changes happen in the body. So to remain fixed when that consciousness is so difficult. So therefore, unless one rises above that bodily conception of life, it is very difficult to practice spirituality. We get affected by so many anarthas. So many anarthas are troubling us, which is not the spiritual nature. But these are all coverings, impurities, which covers our pure spiritual consciousness. And when one is covered with that, one cannot perform pure devotional service. So therefore, one has to rise above that. And by practicing pure devotional service, remaining more steady, trying to purify one's consciousness. So that is so important. And then, yatirtha buddhi salinina karichit, just going to the holy places, just to take bath in the holy places, rivers, or worshipping the deities there, that will purify to some extent, no doubt. There is purification, because at least one is doing that with some good thoughts that yes, I want to become purified, and taking bath in the holy rivers is purifying. So that will help to gradually get purified. So Lord Krishna is saying that what is more higher actually? The holy places can purify. But does such sages, he's addressing to all the sages assembled there. And these sages were not ordinary sages. There were very exalted sages. They had come from probably various parts of the universe. Because some of them had power to travel to various planets. Narad Muni, we know that. The transcendental spaceman, he can travel any part of the universe to give the message of the Lord. So they were really very advanced, no doubt about that. And hearing from them is more purifying. That is a verdict of Lord Krishna. He himself is speaking that hearing from such great exalted sages, those who are spiritualist, those who are very much advanced, is more important. And hearing what they speak and trying to practice that in our own lives. Because sometimes we may just hear and not practice. So that will not help. Or we may hear to understand what knowledge this great personality has and try to repeat verbatim. And sometimes we may get glorification also. Yes, so nice, he is giving a wonderful katha, or so deep realizations sometimes. But that will also not change one's heart. Unless one practices in one's life very sincerely, very deeply one has to practice. So that is a power. And serving such great sages, or those who are having that spiritual knowledge, those who are really spiritually advanced, one cannot get that higher level of knowledge without serving the great souls. And in our Gaudiya Parampara also, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, that is our essence. Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Kirpa. One cannot make advancement in spiritual life without serving the Vaishnavas. Those who are superior Vaishnavas, those are very much advanced in spiritual knowledge. One should serve. And by serving them, one will make advancement. And sometimes one may think that what kind of service is given to me? I am not supposed to do. Or sometimes we may think that, oh, it is too much humbling service. I've been asked to clean the temple. I want to do and go preach and attract many thousands of souls. I am a preacher. Some kind of pride may come. And when one comes to temple, Brahmachari especially has been asked to do some menial service. And sometimes one may think that, oh, what is this service? It is too below my dignity. I don't want to do this service. Sometimes service in charge has difficulties in inspiring for the menial services. But what spiritual master does, every day every morning we sing, Shingartan Mandira Marjana Dishav. He will not just engage disciples in the deity worship, Shingara of the Lord, but Mandira Marjana Dishav. He will engage them in cleaning the temple of the Lord. Because temple of the Lord is not different. In fact, it is the extension of, it is expansion. Lord Balaram expands in the form of altar expansion. He expands himself. Temple, Anantashesh. So, that is also deity worship, to clean the temple of the Lord, to see that all parts of the temple are clean. Srila Prabhupada wanted our temples to be revolutionary clean. We should clean the temple, or the backup service especially, cleaning the utensils of the Lord, to see that everything is shining. That will, Srila Prabhupada said, that in through that service one will, one is cleaning one's heart. It is so powerful. So therefore, sometimes spiritual master may give us some menial service. And if somebody performs that service properly, then one will get purified. So therefore, Lord Krishna is trying to bring that principle, that yes, this is how one can actually elevate one's consciousness, or one can go to the higher levels of understanding. He's giving the plain truth here. Lord Krishna has, within these five verses, in fact all the essence of the Vedas has been very concisely given. So, and that we can see even in our parampara, even in other bona fide sampradayas also, that how this essence of spiritual life or performing devotional service has been exemplified through many examples, through wonderful examples. Even sometimes great acharyas also, for the sake of teaching others, they will take that role and exemplify or give that example. So, and here Lord Krishna is taking himself very ordinary position, as if he doesn't know anything. And sages are expressing that how this is really bewildering. So they are expressing that your power of illusion has totally bewildered us. Somebody can speak such elevated knowledge or understanding and at the same time assume to be ordinary person, trying to inquire from those sages who have come. So they are saying that sages are saying that we know that we are the most exalted knowers of the truth, and we are the leaders amongst the universal creators. They have that kind of understanding. They know that they are the toppers maybe in the spiritual circle. So they had that understanding that amongst the universe they had traveled, they know that beyond them there is no one who has such understanding. But still, here when they are in front of the Supreme Lord, they also had that understanding that he is a Supreme Lord, and now he is like behaving as an ordinary person, ordinary king, and is trying to inquire from us. So this is really bewildering. So they are expressing this, and they are saying that how amazing is the behavior of the Supreme Lord. He covers himself with his human-like activities and pretends to be subject to superior control. So in Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna says that avajananti ma mooda manushyam tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhutam maheshwaram. That Lord Krishna, he came as a human being. He came as a human being, but he was not a human being. That is very important to understand. Srila Prabhupada has very properly translated as a human being, but not a human being. There is a difference. One has to think about it. So, avajananti ma mooda. Lord Krishna is directly, very clearly, or very bluntly telling that avajananti ma mooda manushyam tanum ashritam. Those are moodas. Those are foolish. They think that I come as a human being. Those are foolish. They think that I am a human being. But he is not a human being. He doesn't have to take birth like ordinary people of this conditioned souls. His birth was divine. Chanma karma chame devyam. His birth and activities are transcendental. It is not an ordinary birth. So he is telling that I come as a human being, but param bhavam ajanant. That those who are fools, they do not understand my param bhavam, my transcendental nature. Param bhavam ajopi sannyavayatma bhutana mishwari apaisan prakrutim samadhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. I descend through my internal potency, through my in my spiritual form I descend. I am ajo, I means I am unborn. I never take birth. Sannyavaya, my transcendental body does not deteriorate. So sometimes one may think that even the conditioned souls, they are also aja, they are also unborn. And they are also spiritual. Their body also, a spiritual body, does not deteriorate. So therefore Lord Krishna explains, clarifies that Bhutanam Ishvaro Pisam. But I am the Bhutanam Ishvaro. I am the Lord of all living entities. So that is the difference. So therefore the Supreme Lord's transcendent body does not deteriorate. It is completely spiritual. And he can remember of the previous incarnations. He can remember everything because his body does not change. So therefore he can remember of all the previous incarnations whenever he had appeared in the earlier millenniums. So that is the transcendental nature, the supreme nature of the Lord. So here these sages had understanding that yes, he is the Supreme Lord, and at the same time they are seeing that he has appeared as a human being and he is behaving as a human being. That is most bewildering to them, because sometimes we may see a very great personality, very rich person, or very very spiritually advanced people, sometimes they will sometimes behave like a very ordinary person. And sometimes they may come and sit in the Bhagavatam class. Even one new devotee is giving Bhagavatam class. So sometimes it is very awkward to speak. Like once, last time I had gone to ILS. And I had to give one presentation there. And when I was giving presentation at the first time, I saw that in the first row, His Holiness Bhakti Vighna Vinashak Maharaj had come. So he was sitting there in the front seat. He's a sannyasi. And he's sitting as a student to hear from me what I am going to speak. So it was a little bit awkward to speak. But of course, just by seeing the humility of such great souls, it really inspires. And they are setting an example that how one should be in the spiritual life. Even somebody maybe as an advanced level, but still one has been given opportunity or a position or empowerment, one should ready to hear from such souls. So Lord Krishna is explaining that yes, there is how one can make advancement by serving, such great souls. And there is one story in this regard, that how a disciple should have a lot of patience to serve the spiritual master and should not approach a spiritual master in a challenging manner or trying to understand what deeper knowledge spiritual master has. So there is one story. There was great Acharya Parashar Bhatta in South. I think Sri Sampradaya. So he was a great Acharya, and so many disciples were coming and trying to learn from him. So one disciple comes and he inquires and asks that what qualities I should have to understand, to get the knowledge of who I am. Because without having those qualities, one cannot even understand what is one's spiritual position. So he came to ask Parashar better. So he told that you go to Ananta. There is another great devotee, Acharya, who is staying at Tirupati. And you go and inquire from him. He will answer your questions. So Tirupati is almost 400 miles away from Srirangam. But at that time there were no like transportation facilities, cars or trains. They had to walk. And he had a great desire. He wanted to understand his knowledge. So he decided to go on foot. He started walking. And it was like so much walk, and he had to go through mountains, 6-7 mountains he had to cross. And finally he reached Tirupati. And he went to this great devotee Ananta. And he asked this question, that what are the qualities I should have to understand who am I? So he didn't answer anything. He told to do some service. He was engaged into service, menial service. He was doing service continuously. So many things he had to do. So 6 months passed. He was doing services, and at one time there was a festival and lot of pilgrims were coming. And his service was to serve them, give them food and serve them. One time he became hungry and he thought that let me eat and then serve. But his spiritual master or Ananta, he had accepted as a Shiksha Guru kind. So he told, no, you cannot take food now, you have to serve the pilgrims. They are coming, you have to serve them. So one, second, third time, fourth time, like that, till at the end of the day when everyone took and the temple was closed, then he was allowed to take the food. Then he took the prasad. So then this great devotee came, because he knew that he has this question, he has not answered him for almost 6 months. Because spiritual, we cannot just go and ask challenging questions to spiritual master, or especially this kind of level of question, that who I am, what is my spiritual identity in the spiritual world. One cannot go and ask such kind of question. One should just go and ask, how can I serve you? That is the most relevant question one can ask to spiritual master. And whatever service may one spiritual master may give, one should be ready to perform that service. And through that service one will get purified. So he told that devotee, one can acquire these qualities. One will get this understanding when one becomes like salt, or one becomes like chicken, or one becomes like crane, and one becomes like you. And then he went. He didn't give any explanation, no purport to this cryptic words. It was a very encrypted message. So he could not understand what is this meaning of this sentence. So now he had to go back. So he went back. He came back again, traveling through that place, and came back to Parashar Bhatt, and he asked, So what was the reply? So he said that he spoke something which I did not understand. So then he repeated the same thing. He said that one should be like salt, one should be like chicken. Ranj Haribo, not in Bhagavatam class. One should be like crane and one should be like you. So when Parashar Bhatta heard this, he was so jubilant. He was thinking that, oh, Ananta is so intelligent. He has given such divine knowledge. Because earlier also he had interaction with Ananta and he had given a lot of spiritual teachings. So then this devotee inquired, what is the meaning of this? I want to understand. So he told that devotee should be like salt. Salt, when it is put in the food, it gets dissolved and it gives taste to the food. It is not so apparent or it is not visible, but the taste of the food comes from salt. If it is too much, then one can make out, yes, there is too much salt. When it is too less also, then also one can make out that this salt is less. But when it is in the proper proportion, one cannot make out that there is a salt in it. One will appreciate the good sabzi or whatever, paratha or so many things, sweet rice, no, not sweet rice, but so many other things, salty preparations, pakoda. So one should be like salt. One should be unassuming. One should be in the devotee circle, but one should not make it obvious that I am there. That my presence has to be felt. One should serve in a such a humble, menial way that service is going on, but nobody does. Nobody knows that who is doing this service. Sometimes pujaris, they do service and we know that some pujari has dressed the deity. Nobody inquires, who has done the garland service or who has done the cooking service. They are unassumingly doing services. So one should be like that. One should perform one service without making it obvious that I am the doer, I have done this service. And the salt, when it has to be balanced. One should balance one's spiritual life. Should not be too much, one should not eat too much, one should not eat too less, one should not sleep too much, one should not sleep too less. There has to be proper balance in one's regulated activities. So one should be like salt. Then another explanation about chicken. The chicken will go in so many dirty places, but it will pick up the good grains. Whatever is edible, whatever is good, it will pick up like that. So similarly, in the material world, there may be so many unwanted things, so many negative things in the material world, or there may be so many faults amongst devotees or amongst people. But one should take out the good things out of everyone. What is a good quality? That one should try to focus. So therefore one should be like chicken. It will take the good things from even the garbage. And third thing, he explained that one should be like crane. Crane, when it goes in the water, it is standing. And so many fishes, they pass through under his feet. And so many small, small species will pass through. But it will not pick up any small fish. But when the big fish comes, it will immediately pick up the big fish. So the explanation is that there may be so many small problems in one's spiritual life, or disturbances, so many things in the material life also. But one should not get affected by that. One should remain fixed on the higher goals. What is the higher goal in one's life? Human form of life is not meant for wasting. One has to inquire about the higher truths. And therefore, one should remain focused on that higher principles. There may be so many challenges. Some devotees say something, or this problem, that problem, or health gets affected. So many things may happen, challenges may happen. But one should know that ultimately I have to pay the price for going back home, back to Godhead. And Lord has given some time in this form or in this body. So I have to utilize that time to understand. Otherwise one will keep lamenting, keep grudging, and so many complaints all the time against. But when one knows that my time is limited, I should not waste time unnecessarily gossiping or finding faults with others, prajalpa. My time is limited, and ultimately I have to perfect my life. I should not come back in this material world. And that consciousness is important. So therefore, one should remain focused on the higher things. So therefore, all these small challenges may come and go. So therefore, one should be like crane. And finally, one should be like you. He said that means one should have, he waited for 6 months. He saw that he was waiting. He knew that he has not answered, and he has to cultivate that humility, that patience. So therefore, one has to be patient. One should know that ultimately Lord will be merciful. I have to have a lot of patience, and I have to complete, I have to perform my duties properly. So through that kind of tapasya, one will get purified. So therefore, when one develops such knowledge, such qualities, then one becomes ready to have, to get that higher knowledge. Because our heart has to be very fertile. It has to be ready so that this kind of knowledge can be cultivated there. Such knowledge can be practiced. Otherwise it will not remain. It will just be theoretical knowledge. So therefore, one has to practice that. So in our parampara also we can see that yesterday His Grace Rajagopal Prabhu was very nicely explaining about Sanatan Goswami's wonderful qualities. And it is so important that he has been revered as great Acharya, one of the six Goswamis. And in fact, he exemplifies this mood of humility, the quality of humility. And the essence of Gaudiya Parampara has been explained or has been exemplified through him. And how this is so? He wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrit. And the mood of Brihad Bhagavatamrit is that every devotee is trying to give credit to another devotee who is more junior than him. And he Sanatan Goswami, although he wrote Srimad Bhagavatamrita, he is giving credit to Srila Rupa Goswami, who is in fact his younger brother. He is telling that by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, I am able to write such things. So that is the perfect mood actually. And that is what His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining, that how one can receive the mercy of the Lord. When one sees that even the younger devotees are making advancement, he is very happy to see that. Just see the younger Vaishnava. He is speaking so eloquently, or he is making so wonderful advancement. So when one is genuinely happy, then the Lord will shower mercy on such devotee. So that is the mood of our Parampara Gaudiya Parampara, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara. And here that mood is actually explained by Lord Krishna in that verses, five verses, that how although he is a supreme Lord, but he is taking that mood of servant, and he is telling that when we serve such great souls, then we have some hope. So the mood of servant has been very wonderfully brought about by Lord Krishna himself, and this is what puzzles such great sages. So in the future verses we will see that how they explain, they glorify the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments or questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.